Jealous guy.
I was John Lennon on Nova 103.5 with Jealous Guy. So you remember when you were growing up and you'd go to Cardi's? Yeah, it was Cardi's way back in the day. And you'd buy posters and you'd put them up on your wall and then you'd get jealous about your buddy's poster because he found one that you couldn't find. Nowadays, you can apparently just actually have your posters printed directly onto your wall. I've got Leo van der Merwe in the studio with me. He's the manager of Urban Ink Wall Art Printing. Morning, Leo.
Morning.
So, tell me a bit. I know, look, okay, sitting behind me, we've got Nova. The Nova logo is printed on our wall here. And I remember them telling us about you guys coming in to print on the wall. And we were just like, sorry, what? You mean you print something and stick it on the wall? They're like, no, you print it directly. How does it work?
So we basically have a vertical printer straight out of the precision of Germany.
Okay.
And our printers are specialized to print directly against the wall. So meaning we position our printer about 7 millimeters away from the wall.
Okay.
And it's printed directly on the wall with the use of UV ink. And we can also print on a variety of different walls of bricks, concrete, plaster,
sure,
and even metal or stone or anything.
Okay.
And we can print on other types of materials like glass and wood or any manufactured material that can be upright or even a board that we can stick against the wall. Mm. We can print directly against it.
Okay. Explain UV ink because, when we think about printer, obviously, we're used to the old, well, if you're old enough, you're used to the sort of ribbon-style printer that used to make all the noise, dating myself there. But these days, you're more used to sort of an inkjet or a laser-style printer. And I could only imagine, 7 millimeters, it's not that far, but an inkjet sort of spraying and squirting, it wouldn't be very precise. How does UV ink work?
So UV ink, also known as ultraviolet ink, it's used by a blue light. So as soon as the ink hits the wall, it is dried by blue light. So
sure,
if that print goes against the wall, you can take your hand and you can just wipe it. It will be immediately dry.
Wow.
And the prints are also scratch resistant, water resistant, so you can clean your print or anything. And also, if you touch your wall and stuff, it won't get dirty as easily.
So, that'd be great for, I'm just thinking my son's room and the press stick, and then it either leaves the dirty mark on the wall or it pulls the paint off the wall completely.
Yeah.
But also, having a teenager or going on teenage boy, dirty walls and trying to wash around posters, you're saying you can just literally wash the wall with the print on it?
Yes, so you can basically just take a wet cloth, let's say humid, bit of heat on it, and you can just wipe off your wall. The print won't come off. Even like I said, it's scratch resistant. Obviously you shouldn't take a scrape.
Yeah, we're not going to be extreme here.
Then it will come off.
Okay.
And it's long lasting.
Yeah.
So the prints last about, from what we've heard from Germany, it lasts about 12 to 15 years.
Sure.
Against your wall.
Wow.
Indoors. And outdoors, we'd say it lasts about 7 to 8 years.
Okay, so you can apply it outdoors as well.
Yes.
All right.
The process of applying it outside is just a bit more difficult, but it's very possible. We have done it before and we're going to do it again. And it's such an experience to put that thing outside on your wall.
Yeah.
The sun even makes it bright and you can see that print from afar.
Okay. Is there any sort of limit? Ours is obviously easy enough, the Nova logo. It's a sort of just, it's quite a simple, reds and blues. Is there any limit to the kind of picture, that you can print?
Yes. So we basically don't have white ink yet.
Okay.
So we can't print against darker walls.
All
we
right.
can print only against lighter walls, any type of color you want. If we print against dark walls, we normally take the size of the image and we paint it white. And then we print it with the background of the dark type. So we can't just directly print against the black. Otherwise, you won't see it.
Yeah. And resolution-wise, how detailed can the print be?
Very detailed.
Huh.
We print about 300 dpi, 180 graphics per pixel. So the prints are very clear. I can take a photo of you. I can put a bit of edit on the photo.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Not me.
No,
somebody prettier.
And then I can put that print against the wall.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So other than people coming to the Future Media Studios and coming and seeing, because it's not just the Nova logo. You've printed all of our different logos for us. We've got Omalunga's got different colors. Obviously, Radio Wave, different colors there. Fresh FM and 99. So loads of different colors that you can see here and different different brightnesses of the colors. But where can people sort of see examples of your work?
People can just go to our Instagram, urbaninc.namibia, or our Facebook, Urban Ink Wall Art Printing. Even we have a website, www.urbaninc.com.na, where people can contact me through. Or they can just send me a personal DM on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
And my contact details are everything on the website. If they want to give me a call, give me a WhatsApp or an email.
Okay.
My email is also on the website.
So there we go. The best best bet, go to that website. Go to the socials. Leo, just give those to us again quickly one more time.
Www.urbaninc.com.na is our website. Instagram, urbaninc.namibia. And our Facebook's Urban Ink Wall Art Printing.
All right, so there we go. If you want your kid to be the coolest kid in the class, get some Urban Ink Wall Art printed on their walls. Leo, thanks so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you very much.